from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
BC puts any points on the board. That hits the scoreboard. It's bouncing down at the 35. Flintoft hammered that right into the Jumbotron here at BC Place.
The kick hit the scoreboard, which is pretty odd. We're going to redo everything. We'll redo the play. We'll reset the clock to 2:44 with a new 20-second clock. It's just a redo.
Ben Major just saying what we're all thinking.
I love it.
That is great. That's very Canadian.
Yeah, I like that.
The scoreboard.
That's pretty odd.
Pretty odd. It's just a redo. All right. Good.
I like it. How about less formality with our officials? Something weird happens in a game. Just be like, that was kind of cool, huh? Well, that doesn't count.
Speaking of which, watching the Premier League, watching Chelsea and Man City, they slightly tweak the rules on handball, where an incidental handball, they're giving a little more of a grace period on that because Kovacic got hit with one of his elbow.
Oh,
and I was waiting for it to go to VAR.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal, I guess, in this rule was less punitive, more accidental ones allowed to a degree, and they didn't even go to the video. Mm-hmm. And you know what was great about that, Joe, is that a sporting event didn't stop. My favorite thing, a sporting event didn't stop. How about that? All right, I've got trivia. I've got good trivia. I also have, I was going to mention something there. Not the Canadian game. I don't know. What is it? What
something else from the preseason?
I watched a lot of Premier League. I watched a lot of preseason. Oh, yes. Okay, I know. DJ in Virginia is going to get on in a moment. First, let me bring up this point. So, my favorite thing. One thing we get in the preseason that we do not get in the regular season. Home broadcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you are watching another game, you have a chance to see the home team's broadcast. On NFL Network, like the Bills. Bills game is Andrew Catalan, Steve Tasker, Matty Glad. That's the Bills are putting on the broadcast on NFL Network. I was watching Chiefs-Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Watching Chiefs-Lions, and it's the Chiefs broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the Patriots on Thursday, that was Scott Zolak and the McCourties. Right, the team gets whomped. They lose the game on a fumbled snap, and there are the McCourties to say, you know what, though? A lot of good coming out of this game. The home broadcast is going to be friendly. So the Chiefs, I'm watching the Chiefs broadcast. This is not instant trivia. This is just let's play a quick little game. They're, of course, talking about their dynasty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, of course, what this team's been able to do, the dynasty that has developed under general manager Brett Veach, of course, in large part, due to his ability to blank. What is it? What did they say was the reason they've been able to put together a dynasty.
Did they say something like their process or something?
No. They did not say Patrick Mahomes.
They didn't say Mahomes?
They did not say Andy Reid. They did not say Travis Kelce. They did not say Chris Jones.
Did they say the GM?
They said the GM has been able to hit on late draft picks.
Wow, it's New England all over again.
Of course it is.
It's New England all over
again. You won't say the thing that is responsible. And then they went even further and said, I mean, look at a guy like Isaiah Pacheco. Oh, yes. That's, of course, how the Chiefs have built a dynasty is on Isaiah Pacheco and late-round picks. What the Chiefs have actually done is done exceedingly well at first, second, and third-round picks. Trent McDuffie, George Karlaftis, Chris Jones is a second-round pick.
Since Edwards-Helaire, they've kind of hit on all of them.
Their early
Creed
ones?
Humphrey in the second round.
Sure.
And Nick Bolton in the second round.
But I guess
these are good, great players.
On like a home broadcast, you just gotta give the GM credit for having some secret sauce. Their dynasty exists because of late round draft picks. The only dynasty that exists because of a late round draft pick is New England, because Brady was the sixth. That's the only one.
But right, even after that, they thought that New England thought they just got everything right. Right? That they had this secret sauce to bring in players that would just... They had a special formula for finding players in free agency for nothing. Wes Welker, right? But it was just Brady the whole time. And we saw it the moment he left. It was just Brady the whole time. And in Kansas City, it's just... you got to explain it that isn't just, okay, it's the three guys at the top. When it's probably just the three guys. It's just Mahomes, Reed, and Kelce.
It's the same as watching an NHL game, and here's Pittsburgh raising the cup again. It's like, you know, that fourth line. The fourth line. It's not Crosby and Malkin. Anyway, a little pet peeve of mine. It's okay to give the great guys the credit. I know they get a lot, actually. A little pet peeve. So I had that. Watch that broadcast. That's why on the Texans broadcast, they take a shot at Josh Allen. Why? You're getting Houston's side of the story. They got Diggs. They want to defend him.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Pittsburgh broadcast doing in this game?
Whew. The Pittsburgh broadcast. I saw some clips from the Pittsburgh broadcast that... Oh, what was the comment made? You know, I don't remember. It was something about Fields. It was about Fields and how he was doing a great job at escaping out of the pocket. And it was maybe they were saying it during a highlight where he's running out of the pocket and there is a guy wide open, like right in front of him, and he doesn't throw it. That guy has not changed, by the way. Fields has not changed.
Not at all.
There are people running wide open down the field, and he just will. He'll run. He will run. He will not. That he's not a quarterback, right? Can I go that far with it? I don't know if he's a quarterback.
Well,
he doesn't throw.
He's never been in a situation with a good offensive mind to put him to work, right? Who do you get in Chicago? Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
Okay. And now he's got
Arthur Smith. So, right, he's not... But, man, like...
Who else was it last year in Chicago? I mean, last year, the worst passing offense... One of the worst passing offenses ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's definitely wearing some of that.
He's got an arm. The dude just can't process the game
at all. He just won't throw it. He just does not throw the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Trubisky... In that game, that's Shane Buechele in the first game. It's watching the Eagles. Kenny Pickett wouldn't throw the ball. Ball's got to come out.
Yeah.
DJ in Virginia. Hey, DJ.
Hey, guys. So, one, I'd like to say that isn't our coach just fancy Tom Coughlin? and then, I mean, he has the defense looking like they're going to look every year. I don't think it matters the players we have in at all. It's always going to be pretty good. The thing I'm worried about is our offense. We need some kind of legitimate deep threat. I think Josh has the strongest arm; he can launch it, but no one's respecting anyone that's going deep. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is getting hurt already. We don't need to spend draft picks early on defense, I don't think at all. I think we need to spend every draft, top three every year just on offense. Because McDermott's going to have them, or fancy Tom Coughlin's going to have them look the same way but we need playmakers on offense. That's what I'm really worried about this year.
Thanks, TJ. What follow up? Wouldn't Fancy Tom Coughlin need more Super Bowls than Tom Coughlin? He's got two.
Fancy Tom Coughlin or Fancy Mike Tomlin? Did I mishear that?
Fancy Mike Tomlin. Yeah, Fancy Mike Tomlin. Yeah, he probably does need it, but you know, he's younger and he's got more success more recently.
Right. Fair enough. Thanks, TJ. I like the embracing of the fancy as a a qualifier.
It's a nice adjective to slap on as an insult.
It's not an insult. It's actually, it says you're better than the person I'm saying on some level. It's, of course, me.
It's a backhanded compliment.
The genesis or whatever.
You're telling me calling Joe Burrow fancy Kirk Cousins is a compliment?
Yes.
It's not a compliment.
He's fancy Kirk Cousins.
It's not a compliment. Is that guy calling in and telling me Sean McDermott's fancy Mike Tomlin? Does he mean that as a compliment?
Hold on. Let's really evaluate how this all works. When you call somebody a poor man's something, that's an insult. You're saying you're not as good as that guy. Matt Ryan was called a poor man's something, or someone was a poor man's Matt Ryan.
I don't know that it gets treated that way, though, because...
The
person you're getting attached to is maybe what we care more about.
Kirk Cousins is a good NFL quarterback.
But Joe Burrow is supposed to be...
Fancy Kirk Cousins.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I think it's an insult.
Peyton Manning ranked Burrow his second quarterback in the NFL. He was asked not to rank them, but then he listed him second.
What's a greater compliment? Calling Joe Burrow fancy Kirk Cousins or calling him a poor man's Joe Montana?
I mean, he hasn't earned poor man's Joe Montana.
All right, poor man's... who else is he compared to? A poor man's Drew Brees.
If I say Josh Allen is a fancy Cam Newton, is that a real big insult? I mean, Cam was great at his peak.
I bet if you tweeted that out right now, you would get the hellfire rained upon
my
you. Like, you have no idea.
Would be closed. Yes. Be fired by noon.
There would be pitchforks outside within minutes.
Can I say? Like, let me work it here. Let me find one that you like that settles in nicely.
To call him a fancy whatever?
Fancy somebody.
Fancy... He's tougher because there's not a lot of guys like him, right?
Like Allen? No, there's not a lot. Cam was one of them, and Cam won an MVP.
Yeah.
If I say you were a better version of an MVP player, how come when a guy comes out in the draft, I can say, oh, there are shades of this? And you're like, that sounds good. But if I say he's a fancy version, fancy is nice. Fancy restaurant. We going to a restaurant or a fancy restaurant? Is calling it a fancy restaurant insulting regular restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
Am I convincing you at all?
Fancy? No, he's too good. I was going to say Roethlisberger. That's not going to work. I don't know. Fancy? He doesn't have a lot of good ones. Burrow maybe would be easier for
you. Just don't like the word fancy because it doesn't it doesn't represent running through linebackers' faces. You don't do that if you're fancy.
I think that's probably
well, right. Whatever.
He does make people miss, too.
Coughlin is an offensive head coach. He was. When he's going to Coughlin, Tomlin's special teams when he came up, right? So
Defense, sorry.
Harbaugh's special teams. Yeah. All right, want some trivia?
Let's do it.
We can decide who Bo Nix. Bo Nix is a fancy who. You decide in the next couple weeks. Bo Nix looks...
Fancy Mac Jones.
There you go.
I'm in. I already got it.
Mac Jones, formerly the NFL's top 100. So if Bo Nix makes the 61st best player in the NFL next year, that'd be a fancy Mac Jones.
Yep.
Okay.
Denver. What's going on in Denver?
Denver has had a lot of starting quarterbacks. You may think, oh, yeah, like the Browns in their dog days, the Bills during the drought. But let me introduce you to the 13 quarterbacks that have started a game for the Broncos since Peyton Manning did.
13.
Since 2016. I'm going to say something here. It is not possible for you to get them right. All right. It is not possible.
Well, now I really want to do it.
And you will understand why as we go through the trivia. But let's have it. Who do you have here?
All right. So this is since Peyton Manning.
Before Bo Nix takes the job, which it looks like he will do.
By the way, they haven't made the playoffs since Peyton Manning. 2015. I think it's the second longest drought in the league. All right, well, let's start with the guy who I think immediately replaced Manning, which is Brock Osweiler.
That's correct. He kind of did immediately replace Peyton Manning, but two players played the season before Osweiler played after Manning. What I'm saying by this, Osweiler played with Manning. And then 2 years later, Osweiler played again for the Broncos. Two guys played in between that year.
Oh, he came... Right! Okay, I'm glad I got bailed out there. Because I forgot he came back. I had him as the guy replacing him. Didn't Houston...
Yes.
Like, offer sheet him or something?
I think they traded a second-round pick for him.
I thought it was an offer sheet.
They signed him big money, and then the Browns got him or whatever.
They cap-dumped him, I think, a couple years later. Okay. Wow, I didn't have his career right. Okay, so this is going to be... Man, who comes in right after him? Oh, Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian, as we continue instant trivia.
Pro Bowler.
Siemian, 14 games that year, 2016.
Okay. Okay, so he got in... to a couple games, Paxton Lynch.
Correct, Paxton Lynch. You have the first three.
Okay, good.
To play after Peyton Manning.
All right, I'm on a roll here. I don't know how much further down the line this guy is, but I'm going to say him because I remember him playing against the Bills. Brandon Allen.
Correct. Three starts in 2019 for the Denver Broncos.
Okay. They signed to big money Case Keenum.
Correct. 16 games in 2018 as a part of his stint.
Man, I feel like I'm doing pretty well. I'm not even halfway there. Okay. Let's go Joe Flacco.
Correct.
These are their big investments.
You are going in order for the most part.
All right. All right. Flacco gets replaced... Is there a young guy there after him? Well, let me just get Russell Wilson out of the way here.
Correct.
Get some of the big names out. Denver. Okay, wait a minute. What am I to do with what? There's a game in the COVID year where they're not allowed to have a quarterback.
Yes.
Okay, who is that?
You are on to.
I'm on to something here.
One start. To a non-quarterback.
Kendall Hinton?
No.
Is that... Who's the receiver?
It was a running back that started the game.
Oh, the receiver guy didn't get credit for the start?
I don't think so.
What? Okay, so what is it? Philip Lindsay?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I've got it as Philip Lindsay.
Philip Lindsay. Okay. Drew Lock.
Correct.
Because I think maybe that was him that year. That wasn't allowed to play.
There are two more names you should get. Should-ish. One you definitely should get. He played yesterday.
For Denver?
Yep. Scored a rushing touchdown. Really showed a lot of resolve.
Jarrett Stidham?
Yes. Two games last year.
Okay.
Three more names. Two of them, I mean, not guys that you're going to know too regularly.
Did so you think.
It's true. You started him in fantasy, one of your 20 leagues. Yeah, it was super flex.
Yeah, backup quarterback league. Denver. This is already an amazing list. Did they ever get to... Are they one of these Josh Johnson teams?
No.
No? Okay. This team's a joke. Shouldn't they get as much blame as Cleveland in this respect?
It's pretty bad. I'll give you
Miami.
This guy
gets the list of quarterbacks
former first round pick. Minnesota first round pick.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, he had a year there.
These two, I mean, they're backup quarterback names that populate instant trivia. Looking for
is one of them a Counts?
No. Sixth round pick.
Tom
of the played the Bengals, Lions, Broncos, Texans, Cardinals, Browns. He went to
what?
Florida and Louisiana Tech.
What are that list of teams again?
He's currently on the Commanders. Jeff Driscoll.
No, I did not have that. He started for them?
He started a game for the Broncos, yeah.
Jeez.
And Brett Rippon is the other.
Okay.
There are your quarterbacks to play for the Broncos since Peyton Manning.
That's a bad list.
Bo Nix, you know, start him.
John Elway, everybody. That's the John Elway era right there, running the team after convincing Peyton Manning to come. He did that? Okay.
Yes, he did.
Jeez, that's a... Man. That team is kind of a joke, aren't they?
They might... Listen...
Shouldn't they get more... Like, they're not in the... Who has the reputation of, like... Who has had the reputation of, like, that's a bad organization, man? Cleveland has had that. The Jets have had that. The Bills had that at one point. The Jaguars have had that. The Cardinals have had that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't Denver get it?
Definitely. They definitely should. They went through an ownership change. Two? They go through two ownership changes?
The Walmart people own them now or something? I think they have the richest owners in the league. Hey, maybe they got a guy now, though.
Yeah, they went from Pat Bowlen to Edgar Kaiser to Jared... Oh, here we go.
They also finally changed their uniforms, which was sorely needed. Holy cow. Yeah, they had the most outdated uniforms in the league.
And they didn't even do that well.
They're better than they were, though.
They are, but they didn't do that well.
Yep.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Catching up on a couple things from the weekend. I did see, you know, around the league stuff. If you're someone that thinks that Jim Harbaugh is going to turn the Chargers into ground and pound with Greg Roman, and that's what he does.
That's been me. I've been thinking that a lot of this offseason, that that's what they would do.
Well, here's the stat to back that up if you want it.
Okay.
In the preseason so far, the Chargers are averaging 2.3 yards before contact per run. That leads the NFL. They are the best running team in the preseason. It's just the preseason. Mm-hmm. Put that out there. Last year, they finished 28th in the NFL at that stat. How far does your running back go before someone touches him? Preseason?
They're the best.
They're number one right now.
Okay.
Take that for what it's worth if you like your Chargers running backs.
Do you kind of want to add that into, like, I tend to think they were going to go that direction no matter what. Isn't it more of a lock that they'll go that direction given that Herbert has an injury and hasn't been practicing? And they're saying, okay, he'll be ready by week one, but kind of, I feel like the sentiment is they're kind of like he won't be 100% when they come back. And what do you think they'll do to protect him? Won't they run the ball a lot?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think they're totally going to run the ball. A ton.
Yep.
You like him as a coach, though. You think he's just, they're going to win automatically?
Yeah.
Because he's there? Because I'm very hesitant to say that.
What could possibly get you away from his entire body of work? Everywhere he coaches, they win. Why is it going to all of a sudden stop now?
He did cheat in Michigan.
He won at Stanford. He won with the 49ers immediately. He won at Michigan. Did they cheat to win the title? Maybe. But they were pretty much he brought them back. Well, he goes somewhere, they win. Where was he before Stanford? I don't even know. Somewhere awesome?
I don't
somewhere
know.
Tiny?
Was he playing before that?
He always wins.
I guess. He does. He does. But I don't know. Like just
before Stanford, he's at San Diego. The San Diego Toreros. FCS. Should I check what they did? What do you want to bet?
They're probably pretty good.
They were like undefeated, I bet, right?
They probably were really good.
Record by season. I didn't even know this. He's their head coach. Ready for this?
Yeah.
They went 22-2.
That's pretty good.
In FCS, he went unbeaten in his conference and then got a job at Stanford.
Yep.
Okay, let's go back before that. Oakland Raiders quarterbacks coach. All right. Western Kentucky offensive consultant. He was there for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and check Western Kentucky's offense from 94 to 2001, Joe. Let me know what you find.
It's just the way he's going about it.
Some guy, I mean, hey, he's going to, I think he's going to win. I don't know if he's going to win the division or win Super Bowls, but.
I hope so. I hope they can, someone can finally freaking push the Chiefs
right.
In that division.
Any challenge would be nice. Anyway, hey, if you go to WGR550.com, you can register to get in the Encore Friday Foursome Drawing. Encore Golf, Labatt, and WGR offer you every Friday. You can we announce a lucky winner on Friday. You can enter today, WGR550.com. Winner gets to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Cloverbank Country Club. Plus, you'll receive a box of Encore golf balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, plus a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter now at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter.
Trubisky just trying to hit it, double touches, forces the overthrow. Gillibrew's right there for the easy interception. Not much more after it, but it sets the Steelers up in good field position. Let's see if the offense can capitalize off of it.
We've seen a lot of that with Trubisky in Pittsburgh over the years. One of the reasons why he's no longer here.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. On ESPN, they're arguing whether or not a preseason behind-the-back pass was Patrick Mahomes' best play of all time. I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go with no. As they show a highlight of him in the Super Bowl.
Is a preseason behind-the-back pass the best play he's ever made? No. No, that's not.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely not.
It would be funny if on one of these shows, they just go to the panel and everyone just says that, like, Dan Orlovsky, what do you think? No. Okay. Who is that? Daniel Jeremiah? Or is that?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Daniel? No. Oh, all right. Okay. Moving on.
Yep.
No, it's definitely not.
Move on to our next subject.
Could anybody else get away with that? Or if anybody else tries that, are they going to be mocked?
Well, Caleb Williams maybe could try it. Right? If he tried it in the preseason? Well, I guess if it didn't work for him, though, it would be like, stop trying to be Mahomes.
Yes.
You're trying too hard. The line would be, if it didn't go well, is Caleb Williams trying too hard to be Patrick Mahomes? Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I need some drafts. I need some fantasy drafts.
Yeah. I got two this week, one on Thursday, and then I got one that we go away for on the weekend, which will be really fun.
I know what I wanted to talk about that we hadn't talked about yet. So you've seen the Bills' pictures to the new stadium. Seven
yes.
club pictures. They tweeted it out. There was four in the picture. You go to the article, you click seven different. Now, we have seen these pictures before.
At the stadium experience?
I don't know about that.
I don't remember where.
I don't know if I saw them at the stadium experience or at the Bills when they invited us down to take a look and we toured the stadium. We've been graciously asked. We're thankful. Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's nice to take those tours. I remain very excited about the future stadium. I have some questions. I have some concerns. I have my disagreements with how they've gone about getting people excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, that's whatever. That's all just my opinion. I'll say this about these new pictures that have been released.
Mm-hmm.
They're all club seat pictures.
Yeah.
And
club lounge. Like more of like the where you go to like meet up with people.
Yeah. Let's just say there's an awful lot of couches. A lot of people watching football on couches.
Yep. There's a bar in one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a couple of them.
And I made a point to read the responses, because you get to see, sure, I mean, it's Twitter and sometimes people are maybe tilted towards complaining, but you know, I want to see what people wrote back to what the Bills sent out. And man, it was a lot of getting just panned for, this does not look like a place that's built for Buffalo. This does not look like a place where I'm watching football. Why am I in this room and not watching the game? Why this, why that? And there is a point to be made there that the rooms they showed in these pictures, Joe.
These are the premium spaces.
The premium spaces. Yeah. I will only see these spaces if somebody invites me. Right. I'll never walk into these rooms.
Right.
Maybe on a tour. But I'll never walk into one of those rooms.
Right.
I don't even know how many. In the current stadium, I might have been to a suite twice.
Mm-hmm.
Never in. You know, these parts of the stadium will be a rumor to a lot of people. And for a stadium who, the selling point is built for Buffalo, it's time to show people how that might be true.
Mm-hmm.
Show me how it's built for Buffalo. I complain on the radio about these fly-throughs that we don't get, and I like to play it up and, you know, make a jerk out of myself a little bit. But the reality is, I think the people would really like to see what it might look like to be built for Buffalo, and these couch lounge vibes are not accomplishing that. I know you're selling your suites, you're selling your club level,
mm-hmm.
but man, this does not look like a place where I would ever have gone to watch a football game. I've never sat in a room like this anywhere. Huh. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not that part of it. It's definitely not the built for Buffalo part of it. I mean, what you really want is, I mean, you kind of like joke about like the fly-through stuff. Like that would be, I think, what would be accomplishing, like, hey, this is how it's built for Buffalo. Because at the end of the day, what does built for Buffalo kind of mean? Like for me, a lot of it is fans want to go to watch the game, right? Like other stadiums, other new stadiums, Atlanta comes to mind for me for this, LA as well, where those fan bases, especially LA, because they weren't even established until a couple years ago, it's, you kind of need the other stuff. You need the suite level, you need the premium spaces to draw people in those markets a lot more. Versus here, I feel like built for Buffalo is more like most people here just want to watch the game. And you give them better amenities, and like, no, that's nice, that's perfect, but watching the game, so your sight lines and kind of like, you know, what it looks like when you're actually in there. How do I see the field? Yeah, it's not that. I mean, these areas are very nice. Like, there's almost like a nightclub looking vibe to the one where it almost looks like the players are walking through in like a little bit of a tunnel, but there's like an area for fans to sit next to it. It's very nice. I mean, that's going to be obviously a huge part of it. That's a big way you're able to add revenue in this new stadium that the league would have been pressuring. I'm sure the Bills, like, you got to get a new stadium. Why? Because these spaces are going to make more money than the current stadium. You don't have spaces like this. LA's got them, Atlanta's got them, Dallas has got them, and even if you have a quarter of them, maybe that's what built for Buffalo means, is these spaces, there's like a fourth of them that they're going to exist in the other new stadiums.
Right. They always were going to exist. I don't have a problem with their existence. But for the fan that is yet to take the stadium experience, it keeps hearing it's built for Buffalo and sees all these updates on construction, can see it vertically going, okay, where's the part that's built for me? I'd love to see part of where I'm Buffalo. Where's my part? Where's the part that's built for me? And they're still, you know, the plan, the approach is to not have that part be public yet, to, I guess, build enthusiasm, to show how nice it's going to be. I have no doubt it's going to be very nice. It's like a tour of, it's like MTV Cribs. Like, wow, what a house. I mean, I'll never have a theater like that in my house, but wow.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that pool. Two pools. This is a great little tour. I'll never actually have something like this, but maybe I'll get invited.
I think if I were a fan looking to buy season tickets right now that hasn't been invited to the stadium experience yet, if you told me, like, you can get a rendering of one thing that you want to see the most, show me the concession level.
Yeah.
What does that concourse look like?
That's right.
Like, show me in full scope and in different angles, whatever that means. Show me what that looks like.
It's like in politics, is it kitchen table issues? Hmm. Like a kitchen table issue in the stadium is, yeah, what'll it be like to actually attend a game for someone that's not in one of those rooms?
Yeah.
So
Pat Hammer tweeted over the weekend, the lightning struck the stadium. You see that?
I did see that.
One of the steel beams at the construction site. Sure, nothing came of it.
That's probably in the design. We'll find out how that works.
Lightning resistant?
Yeah. It's going to get struck by lightning.
I think most things that are tall are probably lightning resistant, right? To some degree?
Sure.
I feel like you have to be. Because it's going to happen.
Wembanyama? You think he is?
He should be.
He's tall.
Yeah.
Spencer Brown?
Is Spencer Brown lightning resistant? Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to check those out, they're at buffalobills.com. I saw a very consistent, snarky comment about what the Bills revealed. This picture is like, looks like a really nice airport lounge, which that sounds like an insult, but then I would ask a question, just hand up in the air. What place that is public and nice currently doesn't look like an airport lounge? Isn't that kind of the vibe of everything? Not everything, but art galleries are public places, but those are not exactly supposed to be utilized. If you go to any fancy country club, a lot of them are they are very old. In fact, something that's really old carries character. When you build something new, building in new character can be difficult to do. And that's why they end up looking like airport lounges. So that's, again, like built for Buffalo, the colors, the facades, the bricks. We know that they're working on everything from every single wall. What element can it have where it's got a built for Buffalo element to it? I know those things are still coming. We know those things are still coming. It's a matter of when will anybody see that? Because right now you continue to show price. You know, we learn of prices that are not exactly built for Buffalo and experiences that are newly built to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole vision of the stadium as how it's supposed to fit in perfectly in the community and how we watch games, that is still the diamond that they are holding. They are not giving you anything like that yet.
The best I can do for that is one thing you can notice in a lot of these renderings that they released from like the club levels and the premium spaces is that almost all of them, there's giant glass walls to the field. Right? Like kind of everywhere. It looks like most places you're at, you'll see the field. Or you'll be able, like it's right there. That's the best I can do for that.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Bills and Panthers. Maybe Xavier Legette, what's his status? We haven't seen him yet.
He's back practicing last week.
Okay.
So maybe he hasn't had a lot of hype, but that's because he hasn't been on the field. So, yeah, that and hey, Worthy times 100 is going to be tied to Coleman Moore. They did also trade the Xavier Legette pick.
Yes, they did.
For Coleman. It's in Carolina. I don't know how many people expect Carolina to do anything of real damage in the NFL, let alone anything that threatens the Bills. But, yeah, he'll be interesting to see this week. He was a guy I really liked that I think, isn't he supposed to be a guy that can run like all the routes and do it all big body? But again, he hasn't flashed at all anything in the offseason that I've seen.
Remembering pre-draft, I mean, when we talked to Joe Marino, Lockdown Bills podcast, he had him as wide receiver 4.
Yep.
And it was his 4, number 4.
His bigger concerns were his age and how long it took him to break out.
Yep. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
By the way, very quickly, on the preseason this weekend, are you tracking it all? You're an Atlanta guy, right? You're a Falcons fan now?
Yeah.
What are they doing with Michael Penix?
Oh, yeah, he didn't even play.
They're resting him?
He's in street clothes. They saw enough in practice that they don't have to get him reps.
Isn't that kind of weird?
It's very weird.
He's your rookie quarterback that you drafted, and everyone was confused in the first place that you drafted him. And now you arrive at the preseason, and I would think, well, I'm not going to see him this year. And when the way I signed Cousins, I might not even see him next year. The only time, if I'm a Falcons fan, the only time I'm ever going to get to see this dude play in maybe the next 2 years is in the preseason. And you're holding him out of the preseason? I don't know. It's just very weird to me that they're not playing him.
Yeah, they could have drafted a lot of different options there.
Right? They're treating him as though he's going to play this year.
Well, you know what? This kind of gets to the Pittsburgh point we had a little bit ago. Maybe they're thinking, we are not going to pick this high again. Kirk Cousins is too high. Kirk Cousins gives us too high of a floor, I should say. And if we want a quarterback, we like this guy. We're going to take him. Because Cousins is probably 2 years, and then we've got a guy we like. Otherwise, where are they picking? 19?
Like this year, they'll probably pick. You probably think they'll pick in the 20s, right?
I do think they'll pick in the 20s this year.
Yeah.
So, okay, should we take one that we can't use, or should we take one like next year? But then, 23rd?
But then we're going to take him and then not. We're going to treat him like he's almost the starter.
I know. It is. I'm not saying it's not odd, but
it's odd.
To
also,
me, there is a path to success if the thought is we're not going to be this high again.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear like what's going on. He's an older quarterback prospect too.
Yeah,
I think he's almost as old as Darnold, 25, I think. So it's just I'm interested to see how that plays out. And Cousins, they can't really do anything with, like, for 2 years. So it's kind of a long-term, I think, problem. Not even problem. It's just a long-term situation there.
Extendo Sports coming up. Then Sal, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, recapping preseason game number 2 here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
One more observation from the Bills preseason game.
Okay.
This is going to be, is it just me or Bill Steelers playing on Channel 4? There's an alert. Boop, boop, boop. And across the screen, severe weather. Whoa. So it's going to get McKean County.
McKean County.
I also got that.
And I thought, all right, Channel 4, I get it. We're all watching. You want us to know. Hey. We're here for you on the weather.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when you're hosting a game, like, you're airing a game, aren't you? Listen, if there's so much as a gust of wind, we are getting our weather, our forewarned team out there.
Uh-huh.
I've wondered before if a channel, whatever, carries the Sunday night game. Like, listen, you get me a crawl on that screen at some point during the game if there's any sort of weather.
Yep. Is it like the new, like it's the breaking news graphic in news TV? Everything's breaking news. Now everything is a weather alert. A
free little promo. Alert. Alert. Maybe I'm wrong. Either way, well done.
Bill's going to sign a quarterback today?
No. Trubisky got a 2-year deal.
They can get out of it, though, for nothing.
They can. Yeah. His cap hit this year is $2
million. Yeah. It would be $700,000 if they cut him.
So 1.3 on the cap.
Can they use that 1.3 to go get a better backup quarterback?
I mean, Kyle Allen.
What's Fitz doing? Is he in shape?
But there's a bigger point. There's a bigger point. Trubisky's leg could fall off, and he could still have the job as backup until Allen gets hurt, and then they need one. They don't need one until Allen is actually unable to play. Trubisky's job is not to play. Right?
Until he's got to come in the fourth quarter of an important game.
And kneel it out and hand off. We got to go. We'll see. If it is, my money's on Kyle Allen, the third quarterback in Pittsburgh right now. Jeremy and Joe, we are back tomorrow. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point coming up. Extra Point Show coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Right? They're treating him as though he's going to play this year.
Well, you know what? This kind of gets to the Pittsburgh point we had a little bit ago. Maybe they're thinking, we are not going to pick this high again. Kirk Cousins is too high. Kirk Cousins gives us too high of a floor, I should say. And if we want a quarterback, we like this guy. We're going to take him. Because Cousins is probably 2 years, and then we've got a guy we like. Otherwise, where are they picking? 19?
Like this year, they'll probably pick. You probably think they'll pick in the 20s, right?
I do think they'll pick in the 20s this year.
Yeah.
So, okay, should we take one that we can't use, or should we take one like next year, 23rd?
But then we're going to take him and then not. We're going to treat him like he's almost the starter.
I know. It is. I'm not saying it's not odd, but
it's odd. Also,
to me, there is a path to success if the thought is we're not going to be this high again.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear like what's going on. He's an older quarterback prospect too.
Yeah,
he's already he's almost as old as Darnold, 25, I think. So it's just I'm interested to see how that plays out. And Cousins, they can't really do anything with, like, for 2 years. No. So it's kind of a long-term, I think, problem. Not even problem. It's just a long-term situation there.
Extendo Sports coming up. Then Sal, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, recapping preseason game number 2 here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
One more observation from the Bills preseason game.
Okay.
This is going to be, is it just me or Bill Steelers playing on Channel 4? There's an alert. Boop, boop, boop. And across the screen, severe weather. Whoa. So it's going to get McKean County.
McKean County.
I also got that.
And I thought, all right, Channel 4, I get it. We're all watching. You want us to know. Hey. We're here for you on the weather.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when you're hosting a game, like, you're airing a game, aren't you? Listen, if there's so much as a gust of wind, we are getting our weather, our forewarned team out there.
Uh-huh.
I've wondered before if a channel, whatever, carries the Sunday night game. Listen, you get me a crawl on that screen at some point during the game, if there's any sort of weather.
Yep. Is it like the new, like it's the breaking news graphic in news TV? Everything's breaking news. Now everything is a weather alert.
Free little promo.
Hmm.
Alert. Alert. Maybe I'm wrong. If either way, well done.
Bills going to sign a quarterback today?
No. Trubisky got a two-year deal.
They can get out of it, though, for nothing.
They can. Yeah. His cap hit this year is $2
million. Yeah, it would be $700,000 if they cut him.
So $1.3 on the cap.
Can they use that $1.3 to go get a better backup quarterback?
I mean, Kyle Allen.
What's Fitz doing? Is he in shape?
But there's a bigger point. There's a bigger point. Trubisky's leg could fall off, and he could still have the job as backup until Allen gets hurt, and then they need one. They don't need one until Allen is actually unable to play. Trubisky's job is not to play. Right?
Until he's got to come in the fourth quarter of an important game.
And kneel it out and hand off. We got to go. We'll see. If it is, my money's on Kyle Allen, the third quarterback in Pittsburgh right now. Jeremy and Joe, we are back tomorrow. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point coming up. Extra Point Show coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.